Unit 8. Childhood. 8A. Buried treasure. Exercise 2.
We set off. My eldest sister was about 9, the middle one 7. I suppose I would have been 4. And we packed a picnic. We took some orange juice and a packet of biscuits. And we took tools for finding treasure. We took a sledgehammer and a pickaxe. And we set off across the fields, through the woods, and up into another field, which was a ploughed field. And there in the ploughed field, at the edge of the ploughed field, were all stones that the farmer had thrown to the edge of the field so that they didn't break his plough. And my eldest sister, Claire, decided that there was gold in one of those stones. And so she handed the sledgehammer to my sister Kate, who threw it back over her shoulder and caught me square between the eyes. So I was knocked out. I was unconscious. Well, they thought they'd killed me, but I was dead. And what do you do with dead people? Well, you bury them. And so they rolled me into a ditch and covered me with branches and leaves and bits of earth and sat down to have a picnic. So they ate biscuits and drank orange juice and talked about what they ought to tell my mother. At that point I came to again and groaned, and they dug me up and brushed me down and stood me on my feet and taught me to say very loudly, "I walked into a tree." And that's what we told my mother, and that's what she still believes.
Exercise 4. 1.
And we packed a picnic. We took some orange juice and a packet of biscuits.
2.
And we took tools for finding treasure. We took a sledgehammer and a pickaxe.
3.
At the edge of the ploughed field were all stones that the farmer had thrown to the edge of the field so that they didn't break his plough.
4.
And my eldest sister, Claire, decided that there was gold in one of those stones.
5.
And so they rolled me into a ditch and covered me with branches and leaves and bits of earth and sat down to have a picnic.
6.
And they dug me up and brushed me down and stood me on my feet and taught me to say very loudly, "I walked into a tree." And that's what we told my mother, and that's what she still believes.
8B. Party Games. Exercises 2 and 3. A.
There's a game called Hunt the Thimble, where one person goes out of the room, and then somebody else hides a thimble, and the person has to come in and look for it. And once they've found them, they just have to choose a different person. And it can be really anywhere where you hide the thing, as long as it's in one room.
B.
There's this party game called Eat the Chocolate, and everyone sits down in a circle, and there's a dice. And in the middle of the circle, there's a plate with a piece of chocolate, quite a large piece, and there's a hat, a pair of gloves, a scarf, and a jacket, which are placed in the middle of the circle as well. And each person gets a turn at throwing the dice. And if they get a 6, they get dressed up in the hat, gloves, scarf, and jacket, and they get to eat the chocolate, but they have to use a knife and fork. And sometimes they don't get enough time because the next person throws a 6.
C.
Well, everyone sits in a circle and a bowl of eggs is put in the middle. Now, half of these eggs are raw and half of them are hard-boiled. And one by one, everybody stands up and they have to crack this egg on their head very hard. And, of course, if it's raw, it'll go all over them, but if it's hard-boiled, then they'll be fine and they just sit back down. If you don't like getting messy, of course, then you can wear a towel around your shoulders and a bath cap on your head to keep your hair from getting all wet.
D.
Well, you get some partners, and you have a 2 or 1 roll of toilet paper to each partner, and then you have a certain amount of time, and then everyone wraps one person up in toilet paper, and the first person that gets it all done, they win, and the neatest person. But if it's not neat, then they don't win, and it's the second person down.